Zion Amud Aleph 7a. Hey, where'd the one go? Oh, there is no one.
It's that's right. 7A. It's just 7a. This is a quick page. This is going to be a quick daf today. Everybody ready?
Can we ask questions?
You can ask questions because this is going to go so fast. We're going to be done in 10 minutes. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Nasta can talk, right?
Only when you played over your Tesco Hartman shirt.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. It hurts.
Okay, let's go. Come on, man.
Tani. So it says, Goyshir, Kavi Ilan Maichal, Gabi Ilan Srak. Here we're talking about grafting. Grafting means you take one branch from one tree, you take a branch from another tree, and you splice them together, right? I think you scrape off the bark on both of them and then tie them together where it's exposed. Mm-hmm. You put mud around it if you want to be really fancy, like the Indians did it that way. Anyway, I remember Chief Sitting Bull. We did it with them. Yeah. Anyway, white man come. Too many. Yes. So if the guy who is not Mitzuvah in Harkava, Yisrael is Mitzuvah in Harkava. A Yisrael is Mitzuvah in Harkava because it's Kalayim, right? So what he's doing is he's putting together a fruit tree together with an Ilan Srak. And we're going to, this sounds a little strange right now, but hold your horses till you hear the Gemara's going to explain this case. So if you have a guy that grafts a Ilan Michael together with an Ilan Srak, it's a non-fruit-bearing tree, Afal Bishan Yisrael Rashay Lathiskin, even though Yisrael is not allowed to do that because of Kalayim, Chayav Arla, it becomes subject to Arla. Okay, so you're doing this, remember, Harkava in this fashion is usually done to strengthen one of the weaker trees. Often fruit trees, they start to get a little weaker, and you go ahead. That's the whole idea behind the estrogen with the lemons, you know, because the estrog tree only has a short lifespan, like 20 years, and together when you put it together with a lemon tree, it lives in like 40 years. So that's what happens. When you do this Harkava, they're usually done to give them strength. Anyway, that's a side point. So
what happens then?
The Ilan Srak, right. You have to wait 1 second because
until
you hear the next couple lines of Gemara, it's not tracked to understand the Gemara. The Gemara makes no sense.
Okay.
Because this Ilan Srak, let's put it this way. We know an Ilan which does not produce fruit is not shayach to Arla. So what's the Gemara even talking about? So we have to understand this Gemara, and we'll explain it in a second.
What normally happens when you take a branch from a fruit tree and you graft it to a wood tree?
It's going to produce some kind of fruit. The fruit tree branch is going to produce fruit, and it's going to gather strength from
only that branch.
Only that branch, yes.
Oh, the rest of it remains.
The rest of it will remain Srak. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens here. So it's Chayiv and Orla. So the first question we want to ask is, which tree are you going to use, first of all? Which tree are you going to use?
It's got to be the fruit tree.
The fruit tree was, let's just...
He's
going to
use
it
for what?
Okay, hold on a second.
Nope, that's not the answer
one.
He gives up.
Question is when.
Just a second. That's what he says
in English.
When the host tree was.
Okay, whenever it says host tree in the English here, it's referring to the
srak,
the non-fruit bearing tree. Okay, so let's see here. We're only going to focus on the non-fruit-bearing tree in this discussion. So you've got two choices. One is the year that the non-fruit-bearing tree was planted. That's one possibility. And the other possibility is right now that you're making a graft, this is the start of the Arlo count.
It's hard to understand the first option because it wasn't
Arlo. Right. So that's we have to explain that. Okay, so that's what it says. So Mimar asks, Me'imasayhu moinalai, Mishasnati also from the time that the host tree was planted. Okay? So that's what 5 says. Although grafting is a form of planting, and the grafted branch is planted fresh, which would subject it to 3 new Arlo years now from the time it was grafted, but it's subordinate to the host. Right? So its 3-year count begins from when the host was planted. However, the fact that the graft is subordinate to the host affects only its year count, not its actually status as fruit-bearing, subject to Arlo. So you see how we're splitting hairs here? Well, on the one hand, you're counting the years of Arlo from the time that the host tree was planted. On the other hand, it's not subordinate in the fact that it itself is what we're using to say that it's fruit-bearing. Because only fruit-bearing is subject to Arlo. So you've got to split it two ways. Fruit-bearing tree, we're going to look at that it still maintains its identity as fruit-bearing. But we're going to use the non-fruit-bearing as our counter. See, that's what it says. So now the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more. This type of non-fruit-bearing tree is a type of tree that produces some fruit, which is normally not edible at all. But if you had a makshava to use that fruit, then it would be subject to Arlo. So that's what he says.
So the fruit must be usable.
So it's usable by the attacks. Carrot trees of these places. 6, he says what it is. Right. These hosts are, in essence, fruit-producing trees that would become subject to Arlo in the event the owner intends for their fruits to be eaten. See that in 6? Okay, So it's because, in other words, this Sirach tree is not, right? Take the whole box.
Take the whole box.
The Sirach tree is not bare. It has some fruit. But it's normally not eaten. If you're makshiv it, you would be subject to Arlo. Okay? So therefore, it has a possibility of shaychas to Arlo. In that case, that's what Shlakish is saying. But if
it...
Because it produces some fruit, but if it was an avarava, but if it was an arava tree, which produces no fruit whatsoever, complete bare, right? Barren. Kinatur baretz. Then it's as if it's planted in the ground. Its Arlo years are counted from when the branch was grafted. Okay, so that's the difference. So Rish Lakish is saying this statement that we said, that you start the count from the time of the Sirach tree was planted, that only makes sense if it was a partial fruit, whatever you want to call it, partial fruit producing Sirach. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rish Lakish, and he says, no, afilu arava, that even if it's totally not a fruit-producing tree, you're still going to use the year that the non-producing fruit tree was planted, even a willow tree. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hosninon, we have a question on Rabbi Yochanan. Ein oitim ve'ein markivin, ve'ein markivin. Ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin, erev shvius. The rule is, Erev Shmias, the rule is like this. If I plant a tree within 30 days of Shmias, then the Chacham said I have to be oiker that tree. Why? Because people are going to say, they're going to start counting back from the Shnei Arlo because they have to keep track of a fruit tree, right? So what are they going to say? Oh, this guy, we're counting Arlo, we're going to count Arlo back, we're going to see the first year of the Arlo count was the Shemitah year. So they're going to say, oh, you see, you're allowed to plant a tree during Shemitah, which you're not allowed to do. So the Chachamim were afraid of that. So therefore, you can't, so planting in the Shemitah year is an argument that you can't do that. But you can't even plant within 30 days because that's also going to start to really grow during the Shemitah year. It's 40, let's say it's 44 days, whatever the count is. So,
before the Shemitah
year. If you did plant within that time period, what happens? You have to pick it up. So that's what. Ein oitim ve'ein mar v'ichin ve'ein mar kivin. It's not just planting a tree, but it's even doing the harkava. This is what we have to focus on: is the harkava, the grafting. Pachas v'shashim yom tani rosh hashanah. If not, do I hibrach l'herkiv ye'oker? You have to uproot it. So the Gemara, that's the basis of the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is now going to work it out. According to Rish Lakish, we could work it out. What does this have to do with Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Because what does Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish says that when it comes to grafting, what does he say? What's Rish Lakish's shita? Rish Lakish says that if you're talking about grafting an arava tree, then you start the count right now with the graft. Right now, with the graft.
This is Zariah
to Rish Lakish, because over here you're starting the graft at the time that you're doing it within 30 days, right? So if you hold like a Yerkeron, right? Then holds him in Shas Metzio. Right? Then what's the Shash? There's no problem. Who cares? You didn't plant it, right? That's the Kash. I'll back to Rish Lakish. Possible of Arava Nifa. He could say this talking about an Arava, and therefore it comes from the time of the grafting. But all that Yochanan Dama Afila Arava, that even Arava goes after the time of the Natiya, so then what's the issue? Lama Li Yoker, why do we have to be Yoker the tree? What's the Chash? So then my answer is Shan Yahi Shahimas Achim Bishviyas. It's different over here because they're going to fuse together during the Shemitah year. So since they're fusing, that's a separate issue. In other words, the count of the arlas is different than whether the people are going to say that you planted it during the Shemitah year. And since it's fusing during the Shemitah year, people are going to say you did it during the Shemitah year. And that's why it's a problem.
Well, you did do it then, right?
No, what? We're talking about did it within 30 days.
He said that it's Neshav Ka'abod of a Shvi. It's not that people are going to think. This is Mamas over on Shviz.
Hold on a second. Maybe you're right. One who grafts within 30 days causes this rooting to take place during the Shvita year. It's on account of this violation of Shvita's laws that the graft... Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't learn it right. Another mistake. Shlomi? Bad. Copy. Okay. Rashi, so the Gros says it Beferish, right? Yeah, the Gros says it Beferish. Last line of the Gros. Remember Shani, Shani Yehi, Shehi Mis'achin B'Shvias Pirish, Af She'enu Nechshav Kenoteya. Even though you're not like you're planting, because we're going like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds you go buster the original Natiya. Mikol Mokam Tzarech Lachar, you have to be Oikaret, to have a Molocha B'Shvias, Ma Shehi Mis'achin. It's a Molocha that they become fused. So you're absolutely... I'm confused about this fusion. Okay. Hai da Amra da. The Gemara has a different reputation. There's another Tanakh discussion, which is again going to be a question to Rabbi Yochanan. Here it is. Havatei av ha'marach ha'markiv, shloshim le'ni rosh hashanah, also loshim ha'tshalema. So here we're talking about how you count it. So what do? How do you count the years? So this is, you know... This is a shiloh here. So if you do 30 days,
then it's considered a whole year.
It's considered a whole year, 30 days. So then you go from that Tishrei, that'll be year one. Then from the next Tishrei to the next Tishrei is year two. The next year Tishrei to the next Tishrei is year three. But then you keeps going. That third year it extends all the way up to Tu B'Shvat. Correct. So that's if you do it, Shalashim Leimei Roshana Osu Lashana Shleima, Mutta Lekaimu B'Shviyas, Pachas Shalashim Leimei Roshana Leimei Osu Lashana Shleima, Osu Lekaimu B'Shviyas, Avo Anu Peres Natiya Zu Asura Makamisha Osu Rishvat. It goes up until two Rishvat. So now it says very clearly that the early years, it mixes in the halachas of Shviyas together with the halachas of Arla.
Isn't there an issue that if you use the contracted first year, you don't have to use the extended extended.
What?
Yes. Maybe it's going to be a little more. I thought that if you...
If you planted it after Tishrei,
and
then you have a full first year, then it's a shaila rishonim, whether you get the extension or not. So Chanoch brings down both days. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? This, some say, the first sheet of the Mechaber, some say that this din is only true when you have a shortened year. The Rambam says this explicitly. This din that you got to go, that you go an extended third year to Tu B'Shvat.
I thought you always have to do that.
No, not according to all Rishonim. According to some Rishonim, always. According to the Rambam, it's only true if it's within this, if you have this short first year.
The first year is the short year.
It's a short year. Then you have, because the short year, we compensate for the short year. Yeah, whatever. Whatever the reason is. But it's not to my client. Okay? If that's what you're referring to, I don't want to get into that. It's really not, really not that again. But this thing here is, it says over here, Harkova, right? It says Hanotea, Hamarach, Hamarkiv. So let's talk about the Markiv. It comes out, it says Befeirish, that you start counting the 30 days from the time of the Harkova. So what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? And we're talking about fruit trees over here. So the Gemara says, Tani Reb Yeshua Unya, so he says, a real lumda shateretz, less kan markev. I'm going to erase the word markev from the brisa. So if it's a problem, you just erase it, no more problem. Problem goes away.
It's your shop, you can change the words.
You can change the words. Amar Baba Mari, so Baba Mari says, he says even better. He says that not only do you have to erase the word according to Reb Yochanan, you have to erase the word even according to Rish Lakish. Why? Afilu kribshim min Lakish less kan markev. You should erase it even according to Rish Lakish. Why? L'sha'avar holachat chilalot. When did Rish Lakish say that you could graft a willow tree when the right from the time it was grafted? That's only b'di'evad, but l'chachila, you don't graft trees together. Right? Rish Lakish said, let's look at 7. If one violated the prohibition against grafting a fruit-bearing branch onto a non-fruit-bearing willow tree, its all the years are counted from when the branch was grafted. Right? Right. But that's what he said. Remember, if you use a willow tree, according to Rish Lakish, you count from the time of the graft, not from the time of the planting. But are you allowed to do that l'chachila? No, I don't know. It's only b'di'evad. If you did it, then you count from the time of the graft. So therefore, it's an Isser Klayim. There's an Isser Klayim of grafting. This time
I know.
I don't know about two srak, but
fruit
to srak. That's an Isser Klayim. You're doing two different minim together. I didn't know this. I mean, this is news to me also. But that's what it says over here. L'chachila, you can't do it. But the evidence, of course, the fruits are mutar b'chila, because this is klay ezroim. Klay ezroim are mutar b'di'evad. We only have an Isser by klay akarim, right?
The
fruits is mutter. Right.
If you use two different grapes together?
No, it's any minim that are not allowed to be planted with grapes is called karam. So it's kita sorba, shubel ashul, mapilus yad, whatever. Whatever it is. The main thing is
klayakarim. Many wines are made from grafted on two different kinds of grapes.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about two different types of grapes. That's not really klei akarim. Klei akarim is really when you plant wheat with grapes. But, you know, we had a whole masechta about it. Yeah, the classic deraisa, yeah. So therefore, the Gemara is basically saying, so that's why even according to Rish Lakish, it's only b'di'evad, so you shouldn't be garis markiv here either. So a raised mark of both kontra b'yachin and a kontra shlach.
So when you have those two.
So the Gemara says.
And
yes. Rav Yitzchak bar Chalkua b'shem Chizkia. So it says in the Mishnah that if you come in a boat, that it's subject to harvest. And he says like this. Let's suppose you didn't come in a boat. You came in, you went ahead and you planted on a table, otzit she'ino nokav. You planted in a flower pot that is not, does not have a hole in it. Does not. So what does he say? Chayav arla. It's going to be subject to arla anyway. This is very interesting. Because he holds, the Gemara says a reason. If you see Amram, neshah shorashim mefafin oso. So look at the Gra. Neshah shorashim mefafin oso. The yonkin min ha'aretz af shein anokov. They absorb from the ground even though it doesn't have a hole. Right? So the Gemara says, if you're in a Mapik Lishna, he expressed the same idea in a different language, different way of saying it. Kli charas o maidenoth nei charoshin. Can an earthenware stand in the way of roots? It's like a bit miyot. Kli charas o maidenoth nei charoshin. It's like a weak, it's a weak material. It'll break through. So it's not a, right. So now the next line, the Gemara says, if you're a boy, not the vodalas. What would be the din if you planted a gourd in an unperforated earthenware flower pot? So he said, he inquired, is it considered attached to the ground beneath the flower pot or not? In other words, the way the English expresses it is, do you say that it's only the tree roots, which are very strong, but a vegetable perhaps has a weaker type of a root and would not do it? The Gra says a little different. The Gra says, look at the Gra. Not about the last. Pirish. But Oystein Otzitz Gufa Shanata Ba'ilonis. In the same flower pot that you planted trees, you also planted a gourd. So therefore, not about Gamkin the last. Miboile Imhab Kinekavitz of the last. Pirish. No. Kivan Damrina Shahasharoshin Mefafin Oso. Nakshav Kanokov Imkain Af Hadalas Yonik.
Right.
Do you say
they're going to go through, there'll be a hole there.
Right, so do you say that since one is considered, so the other one also?
The fact that the gourd mingles with the tree.
No. Yeah, this isn't a Shiloh. This isn't a Shiloh of Klein.
Next.
Yeah.
Ground, because right. Its pot is connected to the ground through the tree.
Right.
Got it.
Once
the tree breaks through,
one the
yeah.
Right, it's
going to
be an
Atzitz Nakov. Yeah. So the Gemara says, my answer is, Me'achashu, Kun Nakov Eitzel, Elon, Kun Nakov Eitzel is wrong. Since it's Nakov for one, it's Nakov for the other. We don't distinguish it. So according to the way we were saying it, it means it's the same whether it's by itself. According to the Gemara, it means since they're in the same pot. So it makes a big nafkamina how you learn the Gemara. Okay? Ad Kan.
We
gotta keep going.
We don't differentiate between the roots of a tree and the roots of seeds, which the root system is much stronger by a tree.
That's correct. And that's according to the way we have it in the English, we will not make that distinction. Okay, let's go to the Mishnah.
Now, we would say that the tree breaks through, and therefore the vegetable is considered connected to the ground.
Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yani, Elon shenotol b'tach habayis. Chayev v'arla, u'patzim and ha'maisis. If I plant a tree in my house, it's chayev and arla, but I don't have to give maisis. Why? Because it says, d'chtiv, aser ta'aser is called t'vah sarecha ha'yotzei ha'sodeh. It says by maiser, it comes out of the field, and a house is not a field. U'ba'a shvias, tzricha. But when it comes to shvias, it's d'chtiv, it says, v'shav soh ha'aretz shavas la'shem.
And it doesn't matter if the aretz is in the field or the aretz is not.
Aretz could include everything. Land implies earth within a house as well. Oksiv Sankal Isizmar Vakamachal Isizmar. It says your field, you shouldn't do these malachas. So maybe field would exclude the house. So one more time. We covered three things here. We covered Arla, Maisris, and the last thing was with Shvias Tricha. Shvias, we had a question. We didn't know what the din was. I didn't speak out. Why do we assume that Arla was Chayiv? Because Arla, it says, when you shall come to the land, the earthenware floor within a house is qualifies as land. Okay? Yeah. Right? It doesn't say in the Torah. It doesn't say about Orla.
Yeah, the
Pasuk
is in the
Torah.
You plant.
It
doesn't say you don't.
Yeah, so anyway, that's the bottom line here. So we have a clear, let's say what's clear here. So when it comes to Orla, if I plant in my house, what's the din? Chayav. When it comes to Maestres, Potter. When it comes to Shvius, it's Nebaya. It's Nebaya delicious, so we don't answer it. What do you say normally? So, it says Tricha. We had a question, and we had two started. We had either it says Haaretz, or it says Tricha. You see? Uva Shvius Tricha. The third line on the right side. You see? Top of 8A1, three lines from the top on the top right in the English. Okay, so it's
fourth line in the Gemara.
Shvius is a suffix. We don't answer it. So therefore, what do we say? Says over here, since the question. So in number five, the Shvius was manazes drabonon according to Roy Rishonim. Our Pasa Shulchan rule, since the question is left unresolved, Shvius now number five.
Yeah.
Pasa Shulchan, which is the go-to person for Psakim in Hilchos Zroim and Eretz Yisrael, those type of halachas. Since the question is left unresolved, Shvius is only rabbinic, you could be lenient. But I don't want to say the but. We'll just leave it at that. So the Rabbanon Lekula.